Chapter 1. My jailbird brother got me into this whole jam. It wasn't the first time Martin T. Riley had dragged me into something. But the difference this time was, he wasn't even around. He was doing another bit. This one in the federal prison up in Ayer at the old Fort Devens Army base. The feds got a tip from a so-called top echelon criminal informant, and a combined FBI, ATF, MSP task force bagged him down on the Connecticut line on I-84, driving a truckload of cigarettes that did not belong to him. Marty stood up, not that he had a lot of choice in the matter. Fuck-ups like Marty either keep their mouths shut or they get whacked. People think everyone in the quote-unquote mob who gets arrested nowadays immediately flips and goes into the witness protection program. But it's only for guys a lot higher up in the hood hierarchy than Marty. So my little brother was up at Devens doing federal time, which now means 85% of the sentence. And when he and all the rest of the wise guys, there's a misnomer, aren't either working out in the weight room or trying to concoct bonus technicalities for an appeal in the law library, they're yapping away, swapping lies, dropping names. And poor Marty. What did it say about his utter lack of stature, either inside or outside the joint, that the biggest name he had to drop was an ex-cop's, namely mine? The day I got the call that started the whole thing, I was sitting in my house, which is actually the first-floor apartment of a three-story row house in the South End. That's where I've lived my entire life, except for 3 years in the Army and a few more in the suburbs when I was trying to do the family thing, which did not work out. Business was slow, a not uncommon occurrence in my current line of work, which is officially private investigations, although I'm not so much a peephole gumshoe as a... Well, let's just say the services I presently offer include almost nothing you'd want to see embossed on a business card, if you get my drift. On top of that, or maybe because of that, I was pretty much tapped out. I was sorting my unpaid bills into two piles. One stack was the bills I couldn't afford to pay until the direct deposit of my monthly city disability pension check, my kiss in the mail, into my checking account. The second pile included all the bills I couldn't afford to pay, period, until business picked up, assuming it ever did. That was when the phone rang. "Riley Associates," I said with as much enthusiasm as I could muster.
"Is this Jack Riley?"
"Speaking.
This is Bucky Bennett."